Hope you're doing well and taking care of yourself. So, it's official. They've started using the military to round up Australians and put them into quarantine facilities. It's unbelievable, right? I mean, yeah, I just said that. That they are actually using the military to round up people that either have contracted COVID or close contacts and loading them into military trucks and transporting them off to quarantine facilities. It's happening right now in the Northern Territory. Now, this crazy man, the Chief Health Officer up in the Northern Territory, Michael Gunner, is an absolutely crazy guy. He's beyond words when it comes to describing this guy. I thought Jackie Lambie was a bit of a nutcase, but this guy is clearly some sort of psychopath. Now, essentially what's happened is there's been a supposed outbreak in the Aboriginal communities up there, and because this guy is Mr. Overkill, has hit the panic button, locked them all down into their homes with all the restrictions placed on them. Essentially, their homes have become prisons, and he's contacted the Prime Minister and requested military forces and equipment to be dispatched so that he can round up these people and transport them to the quarantine facilities. Now, I'll let you listen to this quick video, and I'll talk to you again then.
Action to escalate our response in these communities, immediately implementing a hard lockdown. That means residents of Minjari and Rockhole no longer have the fire reasons to leave their home. They can only leave for medical treatment in an emergency or if required by law. It's highly likely that more residents will be transferred to Alice Springs today, either as positive cases or close contacts. We've already identified 38 close contacts in Minjari, and that number will go up. Those 38 are being transferred now. I contacted the Prime Minister last night. We are grateful for the support of about 20 ADF personnel as well as army trucks to assist with the transfer of positive cases and close contacts and to support the communities.
So as you can see, this guy is out of control. We've got Australian citizens being rounded up into military trucks and carted off to quarantine. Now, I think this is pretty scary, to be honest with you, and it's not much of a reach to start thinking perhaps that's what's coming for the rest of us. Now, again, they're always using the Aboriginal people for these things, aren't they? So where are all of these so-called freedom fighters talking about this right now? This should be number one topic, that people are literally being rounded up by the military and carted off to camps. It's unacceptable. I don't see it in the news anywhere. I don't see any of these political figures that are aspiring to be freedom fighters for our country talking about this. They're all pretty happy to have Indigenous people stand up and promote them and support them when it comes to getting their votes. But when these people are actually in trouble, there's no one around. We saw that before with that crazy Magnus Abansky back when they were trying to get everybody's vote for the gay marriage bill to be put through. And she was out there in all the Aboriginal communities riling up support. And since then, what has she done for any Aboriginal communities? Nothing. It's the same old case as it always is that when it comes to the Aboriginal people, nobody's interested in them until it's voting or at voting time or to get somebody into power. But as soon as they get what they want, the Aboriginal people once again forgotten. And that's what we're seeing here right now, is that the military, the government, is using the military to enforce these terrible restrictions upon these vulnerable people. They're vulnerable not because of their health reasons, but because nobody pays attention to when they're being persecuted. That's why they are vulnerable, and they're being steamrolled again and treated like second-class or third-class citizens, really, because they're being locked up indiscriminately, not just if they've got the virus, but even if they're in close contact. All right, now that's what this chief health officer has said, that they're planning on rounding up more people, not because they've got the actual virus, but because they've simply been in close contact. So this is a whole new level of tyranny that's spreading to Australia that so few, if anyone, is paying attention to. And I hope that you who are listening to this start talking about it to other people. Mention it to your favourites out there, people like Craig Kelly and Ricardo Bozzi, who's quite happy the other day to stand up and shake hands with an Indigenous person on the stage. and to get that photo shot. But also those Liberal Democrats, they're all out there today patting themselves on the back, how they've decided to preference each other. And it's absolutely disgusting that nobody's paying attention to the fact that Aboriginal people right now are being rounded up and imprisoned for simply being suspected of having the virus. It's unacceptable, and we all need to make sure that something more is done about this, because it starts there, and it's coming for the rest of us. When they get away with doing this type of thing, they're just going to expand it and make it for everybody else. And if we don't do something about it, it won't stop. And, you know, what's going to happen when you see army trucks rolling down your road, going door to door, putting you in a military vehicle, taking you off to a camp because you may have had close contact or be suspected of carrying the virus? Because that is exactly what's going on right now. And you might not think it's coming to you in your street, but it certainly is, because if they're getting away with it here, they'll get away with it elsewhere. And that's really what's coming down the track for us all, simply because the government's doing nothing to protect us from it. We saw that with the bill and the legislation that Pauline Hanson and One Nation tried to put up, and the government running away from it. Now, that bill would have completely destroyed all of these mandates, simply because it made sure that the federal government couldn't fund anybody who was participating in these mandates. And Scott Morrison and his ilk have run off and hidden from it, because they support the whole mandate concept, and that is for sure. There's no two ways about it. The state government and the federal government are on exactly the same page when it comes to taking away our freedoms and turning us into a communist country under a social credit system. It's all on the way, and they're doing it, and then nobody is out there stopping it. And even if you think that these smaller parties that are starting to unite and create some sort of ruffle in the feathers, they're out there taking care of themselves. They're just doing and saying things that are popular for everybody to make sure that they get elected. But at the end of the day, it's not going to change, and it's us that has to defend these freedoms. And unfortunately, a lot of people are not going to pay attention, because they're waiting for the federal election to come along. But by the time the federal election has come and gone, all of these things will be passed, all of these things will be written in stone, and we won't be changing any of them. And all these people that are crying out there that they're going to change them won't do a thing. And unfortunately, we're going to have to wait until the federal election shows them for their true colours. I have no faith in any of them. And if we sit around waiting for them to fix all of these problems with the federal election, unfortunately, we're going to have a rude shock, because it's all going to be set in place and there won't be very much at all we can do about it, especially when there's army trucks rolling down the street, locking up people who haven't taken the jab, or locking up people that they've tracked down through the QR code system that have been in close contact. So that's all it takes now. You don't actually have to have it. You've just got to be in close contact to have been in the same place. And the evidence is right there for us to see today, because that's what they're doing in the Northern Territory, and nobody's saying a thing about it.